Hello, this is Keith.
Hi, Keith. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up. I saw that there were some problems with the acceptance of the Google Business page, but I think you did it right now. You finally got into it, and you sent that over, and our technician was able to accept it this morning. So
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No. I think yesterday that you were accepting it under a different email or something like that. That's what I was
in
the notes.
Here's what's happened from the very beginning, I guess. When you first sent me my dashboard and I logged in, you had all the information on that business page under my previous company, Air Care and Restoration Company. I sold that company 6 years ago, and I didn't realize till just yesterday, after many hours of frustration, when I clicked on the upper left to find the source, when I logged in, it was logging me in under my Air Care and Restoration old email, so Google was kicking it out and wouldn't recognize it.
I'm
a really good environmentalist, but I wouldn't call myself excellent with computer skills. But anyway, I went and finally found a way to delete me as the source, and then re-engaged under the Google email, and lo and behold, it worked. So I guess we finally figured it out.
Wow, you're smarter than you think you are with that stuff.
I'm just persistent as hell because I don't like anything I can't do,
Yeah. And then I asked the technician this morning before I called you, I'm like, now that it did go through, I'm like, is there a waiting period? He goes, no, he's good to go. We're going to start optimizing it right away. So
good. Please do. However, on that note, I do want to tell you, and hopefully I couldn't change. I rewrote that whole dashboard page myself, and please take a look at it, but I couldn't eliminate Air Care's name on some of the material that's still on that page, so that has to be done.
Okay, so let me make sure that I'm following you, because I see the email that you sent. So on the profile that we had, Air Care and Restoration Company was coming up, and we need to change everything to Advanced IAQ Solutions, right? And the reason probably we couldn't do it either was because that management request hadn't been accepted yet. Sometimes Google won't let us in until that piece of the puzzle is completed. Yeah, so I'll make sure that department knows that now that we have access, we'll go in and we'll scrub everything, and we'll make sure that old business name is removed from everything, okay?
Good. I figured that we had reached a plateau where we can now, so that would be good, and underneath Google Services, I'm not in front of my computer right now, but under the services categories that I was under, I did erase air duct cleaning, because obviously I'm a consultant. I don't do air duct cleaning. So just be sure that category is not there.
He is a consultant, does not do cleaning. Okay, I'll put that.
Any other category you want me to put, you can put me under that's environmental, that's fine. Just don't do air duct cleaning. And I don't perform the mold remediation per se, but let's talk for a second about that. Because I did it for 28 years, a lot of the work that I do, I work with mold remediation companies, and they hire me as their project manager, and I write their scope of work. So maybe we should put me under mold remediation category. Because if somebody called me and said, hey, I want a quote on a mold remediation, I would simply take my associate company that I work with. I work within a group of two or three very select companies, and we could provide a mold remediation. So I'm thinking, just thinking out loud here, maybe we should, you should leave me under mold remediation category or put me under the mold remediation category service.
I can use it as a keyword. You know what I mean? Even though you don't offer it, I can use it as a keyword so you come up for it. And then what I'm putting in the notes here is, client erased air duct cleaning. He's a consultant, does not do cleaning. You can use any other category for environmental, but he does not do mold remediation. However, he has an associate company that he can outsource to. So please use, so please continue to use mold remediation keywords.
Excellent.
So they'll get that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I think we're all on the same, page there.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And anything that we set up right now, it's all, customizable. So if, you know, 6 months from now you change your mind, you say, oh, I wish I didn't do that, you can always call us and we can make revisions. But for now, we'll go with this. Okay. All right.
Good. So the, so you're able to start the optimization now, right? You're going to be moving forward.
Yeah, that's exactly
now that
what
we're beyond
that.
That
department's already rolling on it because they got that invite and everything went through. So you, your persistence paid off. And I'm sure that yesterday when you said that you wanted to cancel, that was just out of frustration.
Well, it was out of pure frustration because, the other gentleman, he was trying his best, but he was getting frustrated too. But I'm not blaming him for my frustration, but... But
yeah,
I kind of said, you know what, I'm either going
to
blow this thing up or I'm going to solve it.
Well,
and all of a sudden, all of a sudden, he said, not to go on and on, but he said something to me like, you know, click on the upper left hand or whatever, and it wasn't working. And then when I did, of course, my old email popped out. So he was very important to solving it. But all that's important is we solved this, so let's move on, right? So
I'll let him know that even though it was a frustrating call, that he kind of orchestrated a little bit of it. And it sounds like
I took
like
what he gave me and reinterpreted it, and it worked. Yeah.
And it, worked. Oh, good. I'll let him know. And then...
So,
I
don't want him to think I was mad at him or something. I was just frustrated, that's all.
Yeah, that's why I just wanted to touch base and see, because sometimes when someone says cancel, they take it literally and they say, oh, this guy wants to cancel. And I told the supervisor, I'm like, look, it looks to me like he just said that out of frustration. I don't think he wants to cancel,
but
I thought I would touch base with you anyway, you know. So,
I'm glad you did. Yeah, let's move forward as fast as we can. Now I'll tackle trying to get the Facebook authorization because we were running into problems with that one too. But I'm sure it goes back. See, I did all this when I owned AirCare, and I think that's what the problem is, even with Facebook. I think I'm in under the old email for AirCare, and that's why my new logins that I put for my personal. Because, you know, the business Facebook, as I understand, is an extension of your personal.
Correct.
Right?
You're right.
Feedback, but that's Facebook. And I can't get my business, I can't log into my business using my personal. And I'm thinking, oh, shit, it's probably, excuse the expression, that's probably AirCare and Restoration biting me in the butt again. So now I got to try to find out what that email was or the login was, because I don't remember. That was 10 years ago. You know?
Well, if you like, I can have someone from the Facebook ads department call you back and try to help assist, you know, unless you want to try to figure it out on your own.
No,
I don't mind.
No.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Yeah, okay.
No, have them call me because, you know, I may know what they don't know, and they may know something, I'm sure, that I don't know.
Yeah,
together,
between the
probably
two
work.
Of you, you might figure it out like you did yesterday. Okay, you got it. So I'll have someone from that department call you back, and I'll send the message over, and you'll get a call from them within one business day. I'm assuming it'll be today because we're in California, so it's only 9:16 in the morning. But if not, no later than
tomorrow. That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm currently on a project for the next couple hours. So if you could, just send me an invite or something, and that way I'll know, because Fridays are always very busy days for me.
I'll tell them to try to do it maybe after the next couple of hours, then try to push it more towards the afternoon.
Yeah, give me a couple of hours because I got to get this report out. Yeah.
You got it. Okay. All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Keith. Have a nice rest of your
day. Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. No problem. Bye.